Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back to Today's Issues. Ed Vitagliano, Tim Wildman, and now we welcome to the program Steve. I'm just going to do what Tim always does.
There you go.
Paisley Jordahl.
Hey, good morning and hello, everybody.
And it's not Paisley today.
It's so. I'm thinking of naming all my shirts just for everybody.
Name.
Because we got the actual Paisley shirt that I wear sometimes.
Yes.
I got two Madagascar shirts. I've got my Wonder Bread shirt.
Yes, there you
and
go.
And then this I think I'm going to call the mini tie-dye shirt.
Mini tie-dye.
Like
so that. I had somebody, Chad Groening, saw me in the hallway a little while ago and during one of our breaks. And he said, are you going to win the best shirt of the day? Today, and I said, no, Steve always wins.
Pretty good, actually.
Steve always wins, so.
Hey, what about me?
Purple?
It's royal.
That's royal purple?
Hey, before we get started, I do have a question for you guys. You know that now the reality of life is that there are like 150 different genders, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, according to Facebook, places like that, yeah.
So, if men are from Mars and women are from Venus, do we have to find about 150 different planets now?
Well, that just shows you how they're breaking the model.
I mean, you know, who's from Pluto? Maybe
inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good one.
And we don't even have nine planets anymore. So they're even taking planets away. Pluto is like a, what do they call it?
It's a football.
It's not a. It's a mini dwarf planet.
Actually, it's dwarf planet discrimination right before our very eyes, huh?
Yeah, dwarf is not a politically correct term.
That's what I'm saying.
Even for planets,
the extra small planet got kicked out. You know what I'm saying?
Extra small,
XX small.
Speaking of extra small, have you guys heard what's going on with the new Snow White movie?
Snow White. Oh, this
we. Get ready, people.
We have been hearing about this. The first thing that happened, it was a month or so ago, they came out with some unofficial screenshots of the filming of this thing. And here
the
was
mythical creatures, not dwarves.
Well, here was the seven dwarfs are now one smaller person and six regular sized people that dress up in colors. One of them is a woman or maybe some one of the Pluto genders, I don't know. But now they all changed. We're not having seven dwarfs anymore.
For those who don't know, what we're talking about is in March of 2024, there's a movie coming out by Disney based on the classic Snow White.
And it's live action, so the real people in it.
Right.
Not animated.
It's a TV show?
No,
it's a movie.
It's a real person.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, not animated. It's
live
real,
action.
Live action, real people. So what Disney's decided that would be a smart marketing endeavor for them because it isn't like they're already losing millions of dollars, even a billion or so, by going woke.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're changing up some of these classics that people have grown up with to be more inclusive and all this stuff. And so they're taking a Snow White movie. And first of all, let me ask you this. Was Snow White based on her white skin? Is that why she was called that?
I think it was.
I mean, she was.
I don't know.
Well, the caricature of her is always.
I think that's her last name on her driver's license. I think
I just wondered.
Maybe it was her purity. I mean, she was.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
As pure as the white driven snow. Maybe that's it.
I don't know the answer to that. Well, but they have an Hispanic lady now that is doing the. It's an actress. Her name is Rachel Zegler, and she is a walking disaster. For this movie,
she may single-handedly cause the demise of this film at the box office
or Disney itself. Yeah. They are already on the way out. I want to play a little bit. She said a whole bunch of things about this, but this was the latest. She was asked on some kind of red carpet about the movie, and listen to her respect for the originally animated film. Cut 10.
I mean, you know, the original cartoon came out in 1937, and very evidently so. There's a big focus on her love story. with a guy who literally stalks her.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
Super weird. So we didn't do that this time.
So no prince or a different kind of prince?
We have a different approach to what I'm sure a lot of people will assume is a love story just because, like, we cast a guy in the movie.
Right.
Andrew Burnap. Great dude.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think everyone's going to have their assumptions about what it's actually going to be, but it's really not about the love story at all, which is really, really wonderful. And whether or not she finds love along the way is anybody's guess until 2024. All of Andrew's scenes could get cut. Who knows? It's Hollywood, baby.
What she has said in the past is that the Snow White character is no longer the damsel in distress, the saved by the prince. She's an empowered woman, and I think the point of the movie is that she could become the leader that she's meant to be.
All right. So
this... unload, Ed.
I'm
with you, brother, and I'm not going to say anything. You're wound up, and you go for it.
That's right. I'm a wind-up toy. Wind me up, set me on the dinner table, and watch me hop.
Right.
Okay. All right. So first, let me preface. I have two statements to make.
Yes, sir.
I certainly believe that women should be allowed to follow their dreams and become whatever they want to be.
In the kitchen.
No, sir. You're not going to get me. No, no.
What did I say wrong?
Yeah. I'm going to let your comment stand on its own. I'm going to do you a favor and not repeat it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So let me just stop and say that. Second of all, let me just also say that the young people we have here at this ministry are fantastic.
Yeah.
We have some just talented, very, very bright young people. I look at them. I talk to them here at the ministry. We're talking not only millennials, but Gen Z. They make me have nothing but optimistic thoughts about the future of our country. However, let me say this. In this lady's case, what's her name? Rachel what?
Zegler.
Zegler.
Z-E-G-L-E-R.
She should not be allowed to talk until she's 30 years old in public. Okay? She should... If Disney cared about the success of this film, she should have been told you are not to do anything with the media until after the movie has become a big success because you're a moron, okay? Let me also say this. This attitude that she has that women don't need men, first of all, is wrong. Always we need each other. That's why God created male and female. Regardless of what's happening on Pluto. But let me just say the setting, which was either medieval times to the 1700s or whatever, that's kind of the setting of the film. I saw a picture of this girl. She's as big as a minute. Very thin girl with pretzel arms. I'd like to hand her a claymore, a broadsword, and say, defend yourself with this sword. Back then, you needed men. Women needed men to rescue them. Feminists who are listening, have at it. Back then, women had to have men protect them. Women didn't have Glocks. They didn't have shotguns. You needed a man to protect you because other men who were bigger than you also might want to harm you. So for the setting of the movie, Snow White needed a prince to rescue her because she couldn't protect herself in a physical way.
I was not aware that the cartoon, the animated movie, was set in the 1700s.
It's a cartoon in
a fairy tale land that I didn't attach a date to it. But
well, they rode in horses and carriages. I'm just saying.
That's true. That's true.
All right, couple things.
Yeah.
Can I? Excuse
All right.
me.
Absolutely.
I'm over here in the corner.
Yeah, go ahead, liberal.
I already tagged Abe. Abe has got that honor. All right, listen. Here's the way I think. You want to make a movie about wokeness or gender empowerment or make your own movie with your own story and don't steal a classic and change it. Why do that?
Because it is
their movie.
It is their movie. So
No. Well, I know that. I know Disney's doing both. They did the classic and they're doing the remake.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is for all these wokesters out there, create your own content, your new movies, your new what will become classics 50 years from now.
Right.
Don't steal from really a lot, millions of people's magic memories of Disney characters and stories that go back to, a lot of them are German folklore, right? Walt Disney, that Walt Disney brought to...
Yeah, or you know, Hans Christian Andersen or those...
That Walt Disney, I guess, was a fan of and brought to life, right?
Yeah.
Don't take all those stories. They're going to anyway, a lot of them. And that's just one of the ways why Disney's hemorrhaging. And change them. Create your own stuff. For example, if you got a classic called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, you give them seven dwarfs.
Right.
Okay?
Because dwarfs need to work too.
Right. The Dwarfs Union needs to speak out on this.
Yeah.
In Hollywood. Well, they're all speaking out on Hollywood. They're not even working now.
The one small person in Hollywood, the guy that was on the Game of Thrones, I guess. I've never watched it, but you know the guy.
Yeah.
He's incensed that they're it's still talking about dwarves.
The name's probably not political.
He's on board.
Okay, what do I call him?
I don't know.
The story is Seven White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dwarfs. Yeah. Chick-fil-A used to have a dwarf store. I don't know when dwarfs became offensive. But
right. I understand. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A okay. had a dwarf store?
Yeah, read about it. Oh. Type it up right now.
I will.
If you can type up. Type down. Type in Chick-fil-A dwarf
store. So you're saying these classic stories, if you don't stay true to what people remember and love about the classic stories, you're probably going to lose money. That's what you're saying.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what has been happening.
Yes. Don't have Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and then change it, flip it to one dwarf and seven goofballs.
Right.
What do they call them? Magical people?
Magical creatures, I think, is what they called them. Six magical creatures.
Anyway, go ahead, Steve. Did you look up Chick-fil-A dwarf stores?
Yeah, well, there's a dwarf house in...
Really?
Georgia.
In Georgia that is now, it is also a Chick-fil-A. I don't know how you get in the door because it's a very small door. I guess they have other doors. But, yeah, there's a dwarf house. I wonder if they still call it that.
I don't know. Anyway, this I don't want to spend the whole time talking about
it. I do. I got 13 more minutes of Disney rant. You ready for it? No.
It's your show, buddy.
My bottom line is Disney's hemorrhaging. I mean, they're losing a lot. They've been in red ink for a few years now. A lot of it is the woke movies.
Yeah.
Not just the remakes, but the woke movies. And a lot of what they've done. So they're losing business, and they're going to lose a lot of fans of Disney if they continue because of what they're doing.
I'll tell you something else that's probably going to hurt them going forward is they had built up a huge amount of credit.
Library?
With American families.
Oh, gotcha.
And parents.
Oh, yeah.
Parents could trust Disney.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's what Walt Disney wanted.
Yes. So they had built up a large amount of credit.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, capital.
And they're losing that.
Right.
Because more and more people, I've talked to young people, young adults, people who have children. They're going, I don't think I can trust them anymore with my kids. I'm not going to sit my kids down in front of the Disney Channel to watch stuff and just let it run, because they are teaching the antithesis of what I'm teaching my kids. So what's happening is they're squandering that capital. And at some point, you're going to reach a tipping point where people say, I don't want my kids watching Disney because they are harmful.
How many of us grew up watching The Wonderful World of Disney?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I remember my mom, before I could drive, I'd be 8, 9, 10 years old. She'd drop me off on a Saturday afternoon, and many, many people listening to me right now experience the same thing, a Saturday afternoon matinee, and it was a Disney movie.
Yeah. The computer wore tennis shoes.
Yeah, whatever. Something. But you trusted the name.
Yes.
The parents didn't go, that Disney name. I don't know. What kind of content's in there? It was going to be wholesome family entertainment.
Right.
Huh? No cursing. No off-color stuff. Nothing like that. And the
kids aren't going to come home saying, a boy's not going to come home saying, I'm a girl.
Right.
Because I watched the Disney
show. So to your point, all those decades of goodwill, trusting capital that Disney had been built up, which was the desire of Walt Disney himself, who founded the company, now is dwindling down. If you had a capital, let's say the gas tank was full when Disney died.
Right.
Okay, it's down around a quarter of a tank left.
Yeah.
Is that a good analogy?
And they're squandering.
Yeah.
I go
way back with Disney. You guys know what an e-ticket ride is?
Uh-oh.
An e-ticket?
Is that Disneyland you went to?
Disneyland.
In L.A.
In L.A. Back in the day, didn't have any gates, any fences. Anybody could walk all the way through Disneyland for free.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you could buy all the stuff. You just walk up and walk on. What you bought was a little booklet with tickets, pull-out tickets. You got like 7A tickets, 7B tickets on all the way up. You got about 5 E tickets. E tickets were the shortest tickets, and they were the best rides. So if you want to go to the Matterhorn, you pull out an E ticket and you give it to the Matterhorn operator or the haunted house.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go on the Dumbo ride, it's an A ticket. You got more of those. But you bought ticket books. You could buy more if you ran out. But that's how you got on the rides. Other than that, Disneyland was free for all. Anybody could come
in. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how far back I go.
Wow.
Long time.
Because you lived in California.
Because I did.
Was that 1870?
It was back when you had to lift a sword to defend yourself. Let me just toss this in, too, okay, before we move on from this topic. Because I like talking about this, all right?
Yeah.
This is what, when women act like they don't need men, and there is some of that, it's probably a very small minority of women.
Where are we going with this?
All right, so here's the thing. I don't need a man to rescue me. I don't need – I always use – I've had this conversation a couple times, family members, my broader family, look at my sisters and stuff. I say, I want to give you what I call the zombie apocalypse scenario.
Oh.
So it doesn't have to be zombies, but some scenario – I use zombies because that's the world's ending and zombies are everywhere. There's a scenario where civilization has collapsed and – it's a free-for-all. There's no law and order. You don't call the police. There's no military. The zombies have taken over. You go back to that setting, which is where most of humanity has lived, all right? Women need men.
You haven't been watching the movies, because in the movies, I've seen them. The women can beat any man, the good woman. I mean, you know, it's they're equal.
That is fantasy. That is a fantasy. Now, I'm not saying I'm sure there's some MMA women fighters that could mop the floor with me. I'm talking about in terms of the generalizations we make and the general understanding, women need men to protect them, okay? It is only because the West has been in a situation civilizationally where we do have police. We do have law and order. You try to take a woman's handbag, the cops get you, take you to jail. And so sometimes in the middle of that, women say, I don't need men, all right? But when the zombies come, yes, you do.
Right.
You do need men. And that's when we return to the state before civilization protected all people. And I don't want to go back there. I'm just saying when the zombies come, you're going to want guys to stand up and fight the zombies while women and children head for the elevator. That's the way things have typically gone with humanity.
Also, we just got a call from the Zombie Association of America, and they also want to object to the way they're always presented in a negative light. They say zombies are stereotyped.
Zombies are people too,
and they're
people.
So the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
they at least want some good zombie characters.
Okay,
in there
some positive
zombie characters.
Stereotypes.
Yeah. All right, I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano.
I really am done.
He is on a roll today, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even need to be here.
I'm going
to
get him back on another roll.
And Steve Jordahl, go ahead, Steve.
So the president was on the campaign trail yesterday. He was touting.
Speaking of zombies.
Speaking of zombies.
That was uncalled for.
That was uncalled for.
Yeah.
All right,
take that back.
I do take that back. Okay. That was nasty. I also shouldn't have called that young lady a moron. That's somebody's daughter.
Right.
What she said was moronic. She's not a moron.
Right.
Thank you. I shouldn't be insulting
Let's raise the bar.
Yes,
here.
I'm going to raise the
bar. Go ahead,
Steve.
Anyway.
Go ahead, Steve.
Joe Biden was on the campaign trail. He was touting Bidenomics, how good it's been. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about how he passed and signed the Inflation Reduction Act. I am making that very clear.
Did he say that whole expression there?
He really tried.
Did he try?
So there's a couple things. We'll talk about the truth and veracity of everything after we hear this. Cut three.
And while unemployment is down, in case you haven't noticed, inflation is down too and it's going lower. Wages are growing faster than inflation. Folks, that's Bidenomics. Till this year, this company didn't think it made sense to make chargers for electric vehicles in the United States. But then, when I signed the bipartisan infrastructure again, which Ron Johnson and his friends didn't vote, they all voted against. By the way, Pittsburgh is a city of bridges, more bridges in Pittsburgh than any other city in America. I watched that bridge collapse. I got there and saw it collapse with over 200 feet off the ground going over a valley.
It is clear the clock is not just ticking, it is banging. Electricity from wind and solar farms in the Arizona desert delivered to people millions of miles away, potentially, well, certainly thousands of miles away.
The best of America, ladies and gentlemen.
The leader of the free world.
I don't think I should say anything.
Oh, my
word. I shouldn't
word.
Say anything. If I can't say something nice, I shouldn't say anything
at all.
He stirs
sentences and words together like somebody's had three beers. Am I right? Am I the only one thinking this? Huh? Now, I would say this. The poor fella has something wrong. Okay? He's an elderly man, and a lot of elderly people, even I do that occasionally, slur words and put, but he's doing this every single day. Something's wrong.
For the record, inflation is not going down. It is going up. That was a flat out lie.
Right. And he said, in case you haven't noticed, inflation's going down. No, I haven't noticed.
Yeah. I haven't noticed that.
No, and he said wages are exceeding inflation. That's
They're
what he said
up.
Right
yeah,
there.
I know.
Yeah, that's not happening either. And with the bridge thing, a bridge in Pittsburgh did collapse. The president flew into Pittsburgh that day about 4 hours after the bridge had collapsed. He was nowhere near the bridge when it collapsed, so he did not.
When did this bridge collapse? Because when we heard this morning, and when I heard
January of 2022.
Okay.
The bridge collapsed.
He said he said he was there. He saw it.
He was scheduled to be in Pittsburgh that day of prior scheduling. He just happened to be there, but it was the bridge came down at 6:39 a.m. It was hours before the president.
So he did not see it.
He did not. He saw the aftermath of it, maybe.
Or maybe he saw video of it, and in his mind, I'm not saying anything else, in his mind, he recalls that as him actually seeing it.
So whatever your truth is we're supposed to accept as reality now. This is what world we live in.
Well, I saw the landing at Normandy on D-Day because I watched Saving Private Ryan.
Right.
I was there, yeah. Baby.
Listen, I'm ready to give the guy a pass because I've already passed judgment on his mental state.
What about Kamala Harris?
That's not going to get any better. He's
right.
It's elder abuse right now.
And folks, if you do listen to the podcast of this show in the near future, just go ahead and jump skip over my comments.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were rash.
Right.
We'll only have about 6 minutes of program then.
You know, Italians aren't known for that. They're Italians are known for moderation. and you know, sort of a smooth talk.
I don't know any
of those
Italians.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.